Ancient coins are pieces of time. Welcome to our very first Ancient Coin Podcast, Pieces of Time, the Ancient Coin Podcast. I am your host, Tom Bray. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, for those of you who don't know me. I have been collecting ancient coins for, over a dozen years. I got hooked when I wandered into a coin show with my young son at the time, here in Portland, Oregon. And we were looking through the Whitman folders of pennies and the new quarters and all of that, and we stumbled upon Mr. Tom Cederlund's table. Tom is a very well-respected ancient coin dealer here in Portland, Oregon. And lo and behold, I was amazed to find coins that dated back to the Roman emperors, to the time of Caesar, to the time of Christ. And I was fascinated. I think I circled the bourse 1,500 times before coming back and finally buying a copy of Mr. David Sears' book on collecting ancient Roman coins, and then took a plunge and bought a coin of Augustus, a bronze coin with an altar reverse, my very first ancient coin, which I still have in my collection. Since that fateful day many years ago, I have written articles for the Cellator magazine, which I'll tell you about in a minute, and also for Coin World magazine. I currently write a column every month about ancient coin collecting. After a few years of collecting and research and writing, I took the plunge and set up one of the first online coin dealerships. It was a small hobby site, but I bought and sold ancient coins on it. I still do a little bit of selling, and I'll tell you about that as we go along in our podcast. But mostly I like to collect and read and research and just learn about this wonderful hobby. And the thing I love to do most of all is to promote the hobby to new collectors and let them know about the joys of collecting ancient coins and the educational benefits of bringing young people into this hobby and teaching them about ancient history by collecting ancient coins. So that's a little bit about myself. In my day life, I've been an actor and a producer and a television writer, and currently I'm finishing up my master's degree in teaching at Pacific University here in Oregon, and doing what I've long wanted to do since I'm past 50 now and I have a couple of pensions vested. I'm going to go teach in a high school in the drama department. And I'm very excited about that. But, you know, with new technology being what it is, we get to spread the word about our hobbies in ways we never thought possible just a dozen years ago when I started this hobby. First came the Internet, and I seized that opportunity to set up shop and spread the word. And now look where we are on the Internet. We've got eBay. We've got everything else. We've got V-Coins, which I'll tell you about also in a little bit, as a way to sell and distribute information about this wonderful hobby of ancient coin collecting. And now we have podcasting. And what is a podcast? Well, a podcast is simply an audio show where I get to talk about ancient coins. I get to do some interviews with people. I get to take your comments and your questions through email and answer them the best I can. And I get to distribute it through the Internet as a podcast. And simply what a podcast is it's a it's an audio subscription to this show. Once you get a little piece of software that you download and install on your computer, or you can use iTunes, which works marvelously, you can direct it to syndicate or basically deliver to your podcast software this show. Whenever I do a new one, it will show up in your box, and you don't need to remember. You just need to set the settings to come get it, and as we do new shows, you'll be able to listen to the Pieces of Time podcast. podcast. Now, with every show that I do, you'll have program notes on the website where you found this podcast, which is piecesoftime.com. You'll find an episode number, which, and this one is 0001, our very first episode. And you'll find show notes that will give you links and information to everything that I talk about in this podcast. So be sure to check out the show notes for this very first podcast. On the show notes, you'll find links to learning about podcasting and to and to downloading any information you'll need about setting up your own aggregator. That's what they're called. All right, now that I've described what a podcast is, what, in general, what is the Pieces of Time podcast going to be? Let me give you a little idea of what I plan to do with this podcast. This first episode, if you will be a little shorter than normal because I'm anxious to get it up and to spread the word. But in the future, what I hope to do is to do a little bit of editorializing. I also want to do interviews with people who are dealers and collectors and scholars in the hobby. I hope to do those by telephone and incorporate them into the podcast. I also want to make you aware of the resources available to you in collecting ancient coins, and to do some shout-outs and raise your awareness of some friends on the Internet who have some interesting coins to sell, including myself, and places you can go to see a lot of coins at once, shows you can attend. So that's basically what the Pieces of Time podcast is. I want to encourage you out there, if you're interested in collecting ancient coins, to contact me. If you'll look on the website, you'll see piecesoftime.com. You'll see an email address where you can contact and send questions. And in future podcasts, I'll try to answer them and give you or at least point you to resources where you can find the answers. As far as how often I'll be doing these podcasts, I'll hope to do it twice a month to begin with, because that's realistically what I can do in my schedule. And as far as the length of the podcast, I anticipate it to be anywhere between 10 and 12 minutes each podcast. Maybe we'll expand to 15 minutes. I don't want to bore you to death. I want to just give you an idea of what's out there, and to raise your interest, and to point you in directions where you can find further information. So how about a little general introduction to ancient coinage? What is it, and why should you collect it? Well, we generally think of ancient coinage beginning with the period of the Greeks, about 700 BC, and going up to about, some people think the Byzantine Empire, so we'll say around 1100 AD as a rough period of what we talk about generally about ancient coinage, which composes the Greek world, the Roman world, and the Byzantine world, which is the eastern part of the Roman Empire after the western part fell. So that's a very, very broad category. Some people specialize and collect Celtic coinage. Some people collect just biblical coinage. What I want to impress upon you is that there's no hard and fast rules. These coins are available from all of these eras. They can be very expensive, but I want to also stress to you that they can be also extremely affordable. I think a good place to begin to understand what ancient coinage is to, one, subscribe to this podcast, but also to subscribe to a couple of mailing lists. Yahoo lists that talk about ancient coinage. One of them is Moneta. Moneta is a discussion list founded by a very nice fellow named Kevin Barry, and he has set up a list that I helped him moderate, and we now have some moderators who are stepping in to take over some duties for us. Wonderful people. You can find a link to subscribing off of the Pieces of Time podcast webcast. Be sure to check them out. Also, the ACM list, which stands for the Ancient Coin Market List, that's a place where sales are announced and buyers and sellers come together. It's a wonderful place for you to subscribe and to just keep abreast of what's for sale out there. And if you've got some coins to sell, you can do so too. Look for that link. And I want to do a shout out to our very special friends at VCoins. Bill over there has started an online coin burst that is just second to none. There are dozens of dealers of ancient coins who will who have coins beginning from a few dollars all the way up to hundreds and into the thousands, but it's certainly free to look at, and you can find that link on our website, piecesoftime.com, but very simply, it's vcoins.com. While you're over there, take a look at my friend Wayne Sales offerings. Wayne, of course, is one of the premier scholars in the world of ancient coins. He's written many wonderful books, and he has he's a trusted and honest seller of coins. You can find him on VCoins, and he's as good a place as any to start looking and seeing what good collector-grade coins look like, a great place to begin your research onto what ancient coins are and how you can collect them. One of the best ways to learn about ancient coins is to see hundreds of them. And what better place than from the comfort of your easy chair? And we can do that with the internet now. Used to be you had to travel to big shows in order to see dealers, but now through VCoins and also through eBay and through coin dealers and collectors who have individual websites, you can find all sorts of wonderful resources on the web. I also want to point out to you my website that I host called Ancient Coin Market. It's in association with the ACM mailing list, and that will that has articles and features. Right now we're transferring servers, so our features are not live. But we're redesigning the site, and it should go live soon, and you'll find all sorts of fascinating information, I'm sure, to help you get going. Well, this has just been a little taste of what's out there. Pieces of Time, the name, indicates to my feeling that ancient coins are like a time machine. When you hold an ancient coin that was minted in the age of Julius Caesar in your hand, you are transported back into time. Put that coin in the hand of a child and tell them who's studying history, for example, in their fifth grade or sixth grade class, and tell them that it's from the time of Caesar and see what it happens to them. There's nothing more exciting than holding a piece of history in your hand. We can do that with ancient coins. It's a way to protect this history and this legacy for future generations. Ancient coin collecting is not just for museums. I'll also point out to you that there are some issues with the collecting of ancient coins. And so the Ancient Coin Collecting Guild is something you should know about. You look for that link on the Pieces of Time website under this podcast show notes as well. These are important issues, and you should know about them. But most important, you should have fun in this hobby, and it is a delightfully fun hobby. I write about it every month. I've been doing it for several years. I never get tired of it. I hope you'll check out my column at coinworld.com, and I hope you'll begin to investigate what ancient coins are and what collecting them means, and send me your questions. And send me your suggestions for interviews. And if you are someone out there who's listening, who is an expert, and who wants to be interviewed by me, please email me and give me your contact info, your phone number, and a good time I can call you. And we'll record an interview and get it up there. We want to spread the word. Dealers, come on, let's go. And scholars, let's get this word out there that ancient coins is a hobby that is not just for kings, it's also for ordinary people, for students, for teachers, for coin collectors. Until next time, this is Tom Bray, thanking you for listening to our very first podcast and reminding you that ancient coins are pieces of time.